we have some sad news to share. Steve Coleman, executive producer here at BBC Radio Merseyside, with us to just update our family here at BBC Radio Merseyside, including all of our lovely listeners.
Yeah, and I'm sure everybody listening will remember the name when I say it. But yeah, sadly, our friend, first of all, and our colleague, and I'm sure a friend and colleague to everybody out there listening, Andy Ball, sadly passed away this morning after a short illness. And it's a tough one, I think, because I saw him on Saturday evening, and he was full of beans. He was making jokes and laughing and joking. He was asleep when I got there.
Oh, a typical Andy.
And I had to wake him up, and he went, "Steve-o!" And I went, there he is. So, first of all, I think we should pass our condolences and all of our love to his wife, Lynn, and all of his family and friends. But, yeah, it's a sad day for us all. I've worked with him for about 18, 19 years. You probably...
About 23 for
23,
me, yeah.
Jenny?
The same 20 years. Yeah. And I always remember, like, for many years, working with him on Saturday breakfast. We brought the Nature Watchers in. We had Stuart Ward as well. And it was just such a shock to everybody
and
here.
That was Andy, wasn't it? Just out in the community. And his short sleeves and his...
His perma-tan that he had.
Andy, I always remember... I mean, the thing... I mean, Andy, it makes me smile when I think of Andy, because he was ruthlessly... If you got a location wrong when you were doing the traffic and travel, or you named a road wrong, he would really have you on it. And I got told off by Andy before I became his boss, which was laughable, really. He had so much more experience than me. But he told me off once or twice for that. I'm sure Jenny got told. Any of us who did traffic and travel wrong, woe betide.
But his planning was meticulous, wasn't it? Yeah. And I remembered once we were doing a little kind of let's go and find out about where you're going to do your little bit. How we did like a mid-morning with Sean when I was kind of helping out with that show. And then we did a day break one Sunday. And it's only me and Andy then. I was like, is anyone going to be here, Andy? And he said, no, don't worry about it, it'll be fine. And before we were doing all the planning, he goes, but let's go and have some fish and chips in Southport so we can plan what we're going to do. And that was Andy. He just, all the I's were dotted.
Yeah.
For my memory of Andy, and it was always, you were getting ready to do something, maybe pretty serious on the radio, and he'd say, "Hell, I've just sent you a blooper."
Oh, yeah. That's
the blooper tape.
We've
that was
just
his job,
been speaking in the office, so Mark Geyer and Christian and everybody in the office who knew Andy well. And Mark Geyer referred to Andy Ball and Christian as the custodian of the bloopers. The first time I ever met Andy, I'll have to tell this. So the first time I ever met Andy was, like I say, about 18 years ago. And we had to go to Oxford Road. This was before Media City in Salford, and BBC was at Oxford Road in Manchester. And we got, I don't even know why we were going, I can't remember, but it was like five of us in the car, me and a few of the other staff here. And as soon as we got in the car, the tape came out. It wasn't even a CD. And a tape came out. It was, right, everybody. And for 50 minutes on the way to Manchester, all we had were bloopers of Mark Geyer banging the keyboard the first day that the audio didn't play for the new system.
Or Graham White. Do you remember doing the news and the fire alarm went off? We'd only just moved in.
Yeah. All sorts of things.
And he was such a... on the ball, excuse the phrase, or his surname, of course, for knowing his listeners and that family. Because Saturday mornings, I'll always remember his beautiful storytelling. He loved his chickens. Mm-hmm. He loved to kind of see the world. But he loved to involve his friends on a Saturday morning, to include people as well who couldn't maybe... as fortunate as Andy sometimes to go to these places, he'd really involve you and share his life. Local lad, of course, Wallasey, did so much, you know, in the newspapers, first of all. Did his bit, Steve, as you've just said, about, was he on City as
well? Yeah, he was on City.
March of Sounds,
and he knew... I mean, professionally, you could ask him anything, and he knew everybody, and he knew a lot of what we have to deal with behind the scenes in terms of what we're allowed to do and the legalities of what we do and the accuracy of what we do. Beyond that, I think he was... The real thing is, and we've all sort of talked about it, he was our friend, but he listened to you. And when you had a problem... He was the first person to walk the floor if something bad had happened and check on everybody before you had a chance to ask him. He'd walk the floor and ask you, were you okay?
I've got a lovely memory of him, and it was a lovely pitch. I'm going to dig it out tonight and have a little cup of tea toast to you, Andy. the orange crates, remember them, when we were leaving Paradise Street to come here? And I think he was one of the last people to leave Paradise Street. He had to do all the, we've emptied everything out. And then the first in this very building that we moved into, it was his job to do all the overnight engineering stuff, assisting, you know, Peter Wilkinson. And but as you say, Steve, he was our friend as well off air, that he'd always check in and say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Lovely.
But I think that that came across to the listeners as well, because I know that quite a few years on the bounce, we went out with the bus for the Christmas toy appeal, when we used to do the toy appeal, and the warmth that he would get off the listeners, because it was your mate Andy, and he had such a way about him. And what I really loved is that the way he was off air is exactly the same as he was on air. He was such an authentic, genuine person. And as Steve said, you had any problems, you could go and he'd say, "Look, come on, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk around." And he's the first person that you could go to. And I feel like the listeners understood that, and the listeners got that from him.
And
as
that
well.
wicked smile and that laugh.
Oh, I know. He could be quite mischievous, Andy, as well. But I mean, I think if you think about just some fraction of the things you've just mentioned, he was always at the Southport Flower Show. He would always be there's a common theme here. He loved being outside. He loved the river.
Outdoors, yeah, the
he
river.
He loved the Manchester, Liverpool, Manchester canals. He loved the River Mersey. He loved Southport Flower Show. Like you say, Stuart Wood. He loved nature. He was just genuinely one of those people. He presented the breakfast show here with Linda McDermott.
He did, didn't he?
He presented the Saturday morning programme, Jen, I know you worked on. He would be news editor if ever we needed a news editor. He would read the news if we were stuck for somebody reading the news. I mean, there was not...
Mr. Ben, wasn't he?
Phrase all-rounder. Yeah. And, you know, you could ring him in the middle of the night and say, "Oh, God, something's happened," and he'd get in his car and come and fix it for you.
Well, let's
pay
tribute this afternoon. I know, Steve, we've already set up the social pages for Facebook.
Yeah, so Facebook, we've put a couple of little photographs together and just sort of a few words from us here. So please comment on Facebook if you've got any memories of Andy, or you enjoyed listening to Andy, or you just want to pass over your thoughts and your condolences. That would be really, really kind. And I'm sure that people can ring, can't they, Helen?
Definitely. And do you know what? I wish he was here. He'd give us his top food. Loved his grub. Andy
oh,
he did.
Loved
a pie. Grub today, Steve.
Oh, I don't know. What
he loved a pie, didn't he? He'd come on and tell us about a great eatery that he'd been to somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I never went. Did I ever go for lunch with Andy? I must have done at some point.
That's great.
I'm trying to rack my brains on his culinary favourites.
And he was the best impersonator, better than the person himself, Terry Wogan. I used to ask for it on demand. Andy, give us your best, Tazza.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Gorgeous man, very loving man, and an amazing colleague, but more than that, a really, really dear friend, and we're going to miss him terribly. But
and thoughts and love with Lynn.
Oh, absolutely. Thoughts
and family
and
today.
Yeah,
if you want to pay tribute, 0800 731 9333. The news, sadly, presenter here at BBC Radio Mercer, Andy Ball, has died earlier today, and our thoughts are with his loved ones. If you want to pay your respects, if you were in that Saturday morning group, the club, or met Andy outside on an event, a toy appeal, or at the Southport Flower Show, or something to do with maritime down on the river, we'd love to hear your stories. Get in touch.
Call 0800 731